Hallelujah. Peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah. 愿所有平安跟喜乐赐予大家。
First, I'd like to praise and thank God that all of you can be here this morning to have this fellowship with one another.
首先我想感谢赞美主，今天早上大家有这个机会在这里跟彼此团契。
It's not easy to get up early on a Sunday morning to come here to have a seminar.
星期天早上这么早起来来参加讲习会，并不是一件容易的事情。
So may God bless you and you know, for your effort to be here.
所以愿神纪念你的辛劳。
No, when we think about human minds, right?
所以我们在思考这个人的心的时候，
the mind is very powerful.
我们的这个思念是非常的有能力。
So that's why as parents we can condition our children to do many things that we want, right, in reality.
所以有时候身为父母，我们有办法训练我们的小孩做很多事情。
Of course, we also can use this mind to do bad things too to our children.
当然我们也能够我们的小也可以训练我们的小孩做一些不好的事情。
So I remember one brother, he always beat his younger brother.
那我记得有一个弟兄，他总是会打他的小孩。
And I'm talking, he beat him really bad, right?
那我在想说他真的把他打得很惨。
But his younger brother always want to, you know, tell you know, the parents what the older brother is doing to him.
他不是打他小孩，是有一位弟兄很喜欢打他的弟弟。那他把弟弟打得很惨，但是这个弟弟总是会想要告诉父母这个哥哥对他做什么。
But when the younger brother want to open his mouth to tell his parents, then all the older brother says that alone, right? That's all he say one word, alone, right?
但是每次这个弟弟想要开口跟爸爸妈妈告状的时候，这个哥哥就会看他，只对他说一句话，就是说我们等一下就是我们两个在的时候，你就要小心。
So the minute the older brother say alone, and then the younger brother would start to shake, would start to become very scared.
所以只要他哥哥提醒他，他们之后两个。只剩他们在那里的时候，这个弟弟就会很害怕。
What's that mean? The word alone. What's that mean? Why the older brother say the younger brother alone? Why?
所以为什么这个哥哥跟弟弟说，我们孤独在一起的时候，他就会害怕呢？
What's that? Yes. So when they are alone, the older brother will beat him up. So all he to say alone, then the younger brother, right, become very fearful, become very scared, right?
因为这个弟弟知道，只要他跟他哥哥两个是孤独在那里的时候，他哥就会在打他。所以他只要跟他说孤独，他就会很害怕。
If we talk to any psychologist,
所以如果我们跟任何心理学家在谈的时候
，especially the behavioral psychologist,
尤其是这个
the behavioral psychologist, they be able to alter human behavior.
这个行为心理学家。
So if you know, if you give them 12 child or 12 children, they can make each one of them to be anything they want them to be.
如果你给这个行为心理学家十二个小孩，他们有办法让这十二个小孩都表现不同。
Of course, we are the chosen people of God.
但是当然，身为选民，
we want to bring them up to be godly children.
我们希望把我们的小孩教养为这个神人。
And what I'm sharing with you, you know this.Last several times is that is the worldly way of doing things.、Right?
所以我在跟大家分享很多事情都是有时候是这个世上的方法。
It's just to understand, you know, a basic human behavior.
这些技巧只让我们能够了解一个人的基本的个性。
But as parents,
但是身为父母
，if we teach our children how to pray,
如果我们教导我们的小孩如何祷告
，and we always pray for them.
那我们会一直为我们小孩祷告。
Then they always gonna grow up as godly children.
那他们就一定会在神之下来成长。
But of course, once in a while, there will be an exception.
当然有时候会有例外。
But most of the time, the children will grow up to be godly children.
但是大部分的时候，这些小孩长大都会成为亲近神的人。
But it's always good to understand basic human behavior.
但是可以了解这个一个人的基本行为也是非常有用的。比如说，为什么我们不想跟小孩吵架？
And quite often the reason we want to argue with our children is because we always want to be a winner, right? We always want to argue, we want to win.
那有时候我们希望跟小孩吵架，因为我们总是希望赢，我们不要让我们小孩赢。
Anybody ever go deep sea fishing before?
有没有任何人去这个深海钓鱼过？
Deep sea fishing?
深海钓鱼。
You have, right? So if you get a big fish, right? What do you do? How do you bring the fish in?
如果你钓到一只很大的鱼，你要怎么把这个鱼拉进来呢？
Yeah. So yeah. So what happened? If you get a big fish on your line, of course you reel it in, and then when you reel it in, then what else you do?
所以我们抓到大鱼的时候，我们开始把它拉回来的时候，
yeah.
你线拉回来一阵子之后，你要把它放出去，把线放出去。
You have to let go.
你一定要把线放出去。
But quite often, if you keep the line always, you continue to reel it in. What happens to the line?
可是如果你试着一直把这个线拉回来。之后就很容易会断。
So that's why with children the same thing. I'm not saying children are fish, but as parents you must do the same thing.
那对小孩来说其实也是非常的类似。我不是说小孩是鱼，但是我们要做的方法是一样的。
Once in a while, let them seem that they are winning.
我们有些时候必须让小孩觉得他们在赢。
No, we agree with them with certain things that you know we feel that we should agree with them with.
有些事情上，我们可以让他们感觉我们跟他同意。
So the reason why we want, you know, when we do fishing and let the fish go out, because the minute they feel they are loose, they feel like, oh, you know, I'm loose, right? And then of course, when you yank them back, they're like, oh, I'm still on the hook, right?
那在钓鱼的时候，有时候你会把这个线放出去，因为你要让鱼认为说它已经被释放了，所以它就会放下这个警觉心。
And when we do that, it breaks the fish spirit, right? It doesn't want to fight anymore. And then you just reel in real easy on the end.
那当你这么做的时候，这个鱼就完全不想再跟你奋斗，它就很容易可以把它拉进来。
So with children, sometimes when we are so strict with them, we're gonna break the line, then we have no relationship with them.
你有时候如果我们跟我们的小孩是非常的严的话，有时候这个线就会断，那就没有关系。
But sometimes, you know, let them loose a little bit.
所以有时候我们必须把这个线放松一点。
But we say when we let them loose, it doesn't mean we have no control over them, but rather we have the hook in them already, right? But once we let them loose, make them feel they are free, but actually we are the one having control over them.
当然，我们说把这个线放松的时候，不是说完全不去管他们，但是只是让他们感觉有一点自由，
yes.
但是还是要照顾他们。
Just like my wife mentioned yesterday, she, you know, most of the stuff she get, you know, she get her ways, right?
就好像我太太昨天有分享说，在大部分的事情上，我都会随她去做决定。
For me, it's okay.
所以对我来说是没有关系的。
Because the most important things that I want to get my way, I always get my way. But the little things, she can win all the little battles, right? But I win the war on the end, right? You understand?
那对我来说没关系，因为对我来说，我最重要的那些决定，我都有办法自己做决定。所以在我的观念当中是。这个大仗到最后这个战争还是我赢的。
Yeah, you know the terminology, right? Yes, you will lose battles, but if you lose battle, but on the end you must win the war, right? That's more important. They mean win the war, it means the whole, I guess, you know, losing several battles is not important as losing the whole war, right?
所以英文才会有一句话说，你这个小战打输几场没关系，只要到最后这个。这个整个战争打赢才重要。
Look at our Lord Jesus Christ, right?
如果我们看主耶稣基督的话
，When he was on the cross,
他在十字架上的时候
，It seemed that he was losing, right?
感觉好像他在输。
But no one realized actually being on the cross, that is the time that he won the whole world, right?
但是没有人发现说，其实他在十字架上为大家死的时候，就是他赢得全世界的那一刻。
Because probably even Satan was confused. How can this God give his life for human being, right? I'm sure Satan was confused.
那可能甚至连撒旦都是感到很奇怪，说这个世界的救主怎么可以在这里就死了呢
？And why? Because that's why you know Judas betrayed him, right? Because he's thinking that our Lord Jesus Christ will fight back, right? Because he's powerful, right? During the time perform great miracles and stuff like that. But no, our Lord Jesus Christ gave in. Why? To win the soul of mankind.
所以我们看到那个时候犹大才会出卖耶稣，因为他以为耶稣不会那么是也很有能力的，所以一定会跟这些人打起来。但是到最后，主耶稣却是在十字架上赢得全世界。
So with our children, let them win in many little things, but make sure we have control over them.
所以对我们的小孩来说，在有些事情可以让他们觉得他们在赢，但是到最后
要确定说一切还是在我们的掌握之下。
Any question you thought all the previous? Now we go into to a new topic.
如果没有任何问题或是感想，没有的话，我们就要进入新的话题。
Any questions? Any thought at all?
有没有任何问题或是感想
？Now, yesterday, some of the members, you know, came up to me and say, "Yeah, you know, when we listen to all these things and stuff, and we just feel, wow, why didn't I know this before? Right now, it's too late, right?"
那昨天这个讲学会结束的时候，就有很多信徒来跟我分享说，他们真希望说早一点知道这些东西，但是现在感觉好像。现在知道的太晚。
I see all these techniques about developing relationships not only with our children, also with everybody, right? With our brothers and sisters, with our families, all this kind of stuff.
但其实我们学的这些技巧不只是可以用在我们的小孩身上，这在所有的人际关系上都有作用。
So the next one is we as parents, we must be an example.
那下一点就是身为父母，我们必须为我们的小孩做好榜样。
Not only be an example as parents, but if we want to develop friendship with other people, or other brothers and sisters, we must be an example to them.
那不只是身为父母，我们要做一个好榜样，但是在我们跟其他弟兄姐妹、跟其他人的这个关系当中，我们也必须做一个好榜样。
You can see in the book of Revelation.
我们可以看在启示录里面。
When the four living creatures.
当这个四活物。
They all yell out, "Holy, holy, God Almighty."
他们在那里在那里述说圣哉，圣哉。
And then the four living creatures, and then the 24 elders throw their crown before the throne.
他们说圣哉圣哉，全能神，然后就把他们这个头上的冠冕丢在地上。
And after they do that, then the 144,000 also yell out, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
那他们喊完之后这个144,000人也是在那里说哈利路亚，赞美神。
So this means for us, live a life of example is the greatest teaching.Not only to our children, but also to everybody around us.
所以对我们来说，就是说我们在我们的生命上做一个好榜样，不只是对我们的儿女来说是很重要的，但对我们周围的人也是非常重要的。
We have to be an example and identity.
我们在我们的身份上一定要做一个好榜样。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
我们去翻到《生命记》
Chapter 6. Deuteronomy Chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Chapter 6,
第六章
verse 4,
第四节
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4,
生命记第六章第四节
Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is the only one.
生命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听，主，我们神是独一的主。
Now, quite often, God told Moses to say, "O Israel."
我们看到时常神都会吩咐摩西要对以色列百姓说：“以色列啊。”
Then say the Lord God, is the only one.
然后神就对他们说：“主，我们神是独一的神。”
So here, why did God want Moses to tell the Israelite or say to him, "Hear, O Israel"?
所以为什么神要摩西对以色列百姓说：“以色列啊，你要听。”
You know, quite often when God gave messages to the Israelite, God want Moses to say.Hear, O Israel.
我们看到每次神要让摩西传什么讯息的时候，都会说：“以色列啊，你要听。”
Why?
为什么呢？
Why does God want Moses to say that?
为什么神要摩西这么说？
Any thought?
有没有任何感想？
Brother Tony, can you guess why?
那是因为神就像以色列百姓的这个父亲一样，所以如果以色列承认他神是他们的父的话，他们就要听他的。
I see. When you think about why did God say, "Hear, O Israel"? Like why?
那我们想想看，为什么神会对以色列百姓说：“以色列啊，你要听。”
But why does He want Moses say to them, "Hear, O Israel"?
所以神真的是以色列的天父，但是。
为什么神要让摩西说以色列啊，你要听
？No, when I when I'm in Hawaii, right?
当我在夏威夷的时候
，because there's a lot of Japanese there.
因为在那里有很多日本人。
But there's also how is it? I cannot pronounce it, but Okinawan, you know, they from, you know, there's a how do you say it?
Okinawan.
Okinawan, you don't have, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? So when I say to the Okinawan, say, "Oh, you Japanese," they get very upset.
但是在夏威夷有很多是从琉球来的。那我跟这些琉球来的居民说，你们是日本人，他们就很生气。
And they say, "No, I'm Okinawan."
他们就说，不是，我们是琉球人。
Oh, you guys just from Japan? Right? No. They're like, "No, right?" They feel very offended, right?
但是我就会问说，但是你们不是全部都是日本来的吗？他们就很生气说，不是。
Just like someone from South America, you tell, "What, you Mexican?" They get also very upset, right?
就好像有时候你对这个从南美洲来的人说你们是墨西哥人，他们就很生气。
Because the European, you know, South America, they thought they are Latin, right? But the Mexico, they are Mexican, right? So they don't want to be involved, right?
因为这个南美洲的人都会自称他们是拉丁人，但是这个墨西哥人才是墨西哥人。
I'm sure sometimes it's Taiwanese and mainland China too, right? We separate ourselves, right?
那我想说，有时候台湾人跟中国大陆的也会分别很清楚。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we feel that who we are is very important, right?
因为我们觉得说我们的身份，我们是谁，是非常的重要。
Because no, for the Southeast Asian, I think Cambodian people are like the lowest one in the. In the ranking, right?
那在这个Southeast 东南亚这个地方，东南亚的地方，我觉得可能这个柬埔寨的居民是这个成大家看成是最低的。
So when God says, "Heal Israel,"
但是当神对他们说以色列啊
，And now God want to know who, you know, want them to know who they are.
神希望他们可以知道他们自己是谁。
Because during that time is only one group of Israelites.
因为在那个时候就只有一组人是以色列人。
There's only one group that's chosen by God.
就只有一组人是神的选民。
So if they say when God try to remind them, "Heal Israel," it means you're the only one that's been chosen, right, to be the chosen people of God.
所以当神对他们说以色列啊，你要听，就是对他们说，就只有你们这一群人是神的特别选民。
You know, if you look at the Orthodox Jews, right?
如果我们看这个希腊正教的这些
How do you know the Orthodox Jews when you look at them?
犹太正教的这些犹太人，你怎么知道说他们是犹太人呢？
Yes. First, they have the little thing, the little hat thing. I don't know what to call them, right? But the little black thing in their head, right?
那首先他们头上都会戴一个这个小小的这个人帽。
And some people say, "Well, that's a good way to hide your bald spot up here, right? Put on all the time."
那有些人就会开玩笑说，这个是遮掩你秃头的好方法。
And quite often they have beard, right?
那
beard.
很多时候他们也会留很长的这个胡须。
Not normal beard, like talking about long, right? Beard, right? And then they have the curly thing in their hair go come down like that, right?
他们胡子都会留得很长，然后他们这个头发也会卷卷的。
And then you know they're Orthodox Jews.
所以你们就会知道他们是犹太人。
They're very proud of who they are.
他们对自己的身份非常骄傲。
So that's why for us.
所以对我们来说
，When our children look at us.
当我们的小孩看到我们的时候
，Do they know that we are the true, you know, chosen people?
他们知道说我们就是这个真正的选民吗
？Do they know that we are, you know, God's royal priesthood?
他们知道我们是神的这个金军的祭司吗
？His holy nation, right?
他的圣洁的国度吗
？His special people.
他的特别的选民吗
？Do our children know that?
当我们的儿女知我们的儿女到底知不知道
？Really, for us as parents, we want to keep our identity for our children.
身为父母，我们想要把我们的身份保留给我们的儿女。
Especially when it comes to our faith.
尤其讲到这个信仰的时候。
But sometimes who we are as a chosen people and the way we act are two different things.
但是有时候。我们的身份跟我们的行为是不相称的。
That's why our children become very confused.
所以我们的儿女就会感到很奇怪，很迷惑。
When my parents in church, they act a certain way, but they're home, they act a certain way.
当我的父母在教会的时候，他们行为是怎样，但是在家里的时候行为就不同。
So this means they're very confused with their identity.
所以就是说，他们对自己的身份感到很迷惑。
No, among kids, right, the adjustment disorder.Is the highest disorder among children, right?
那在这个小孩当中，这个适应的这个 这无法适应的这个症状是最严重的。
They cannot adapt to changes.
那这个就是说他们对这个周围的一些改变没有办法适应。
So in other words, if you move from Taiwan to here, and that change can really traumatize a child.
就是说，如果你从台湾搬到美国，对他们来说，这个改变对他们是太大了，他们没有办法适应。
So that's why when we come to church.
所以我们来到教会的时候,
and we are the chosen people, we know we preach a certain way, we say a certain thing, but in life we do it completely different.
那身为神的选民，我们在教会是讲一套话，有做一些东西，但是回到家的时候，我们是做另外一套事情。
In other words, they are very confused in who they are.
所以我们的小孩就会不知道我们到底是谁。
So because of this, it's hard, it's hard for them to change.
那因为这样子对他们来说要改变就很困难。
Or hard them to adapt to certain things.
对他们来说要适应也是非常的困难。
So that's why as parents, it's very important for us. We must be an example to tell them that we are the chosen people of God.
所以身为父母，我们必须为我们的儿女做一个好榜样，让他们知道他们就是神的选民。
And what we do in church, we do exactly outside the church.
所以我们在教会做什么，我们在教会外也必须继续做。
We're supposed to be Christian 24/7.
因为我们是24小时的基督徒。
Because if our children know that we are the chosen people of God.
因为如果我们的儿女知道我们是神的选民。
And then they will, they can see we act a certain way.
他们就有办法看出来我们的行为一定是。 某一种方向,
and we do only certain things that pleases God.
我们也只会做一些让神喜悦的事情。
So let our children look at us and they can hear, O Israel.
所以让我们的儿女看到我们的时候，他们就可以听到以色列啊，你要听。
Then the second half said, the Lord our God is the only one.
那第四节的第二半就讲说，主我们神是独一的主。
Everything about ourselves.
如果我们想想我们自己,
if we know that we are the chosen people of God,
如果我们知道我们是神的选民,
then we know what is the most important things in our lives.
我们就知道我们生命当中最重要的是什么。
That's why here said the Lord God, He's the only one.
所以这里才会说主我们神是独一的主。
If you are Israelite,
如果我们是以色列人,
the only thing that you worship is God.
我们唯一会敬拜的就是神。
The only thing that's the most important things in your life is God.
我们生命当中唯一重要的就是神。
So that's why if our children know that we are the chosen people of God,
所以如果我们的儿女知道我们是神的选民,
then they see that the most important things in our lives is worshiping God.
他们就会看到我们生命当中最重要的就是敬拜神。
Of course, when we say worshiping God, this means our life revolve around God.
那当然，我们说敬拜神的时候，我们就是说我们整个生命都是围绕着这个敬拜神。So
this means if they can see this, then it's very easy for them to keep their identity.
所以，如果他们有办法看到这些东西的话，他们就很简单的可以保留他们的身份。Then
it's very easy for them to to follow the word of God.
那对他们来说，要来跟从神的道也是会很容易。Of
course, as parents, quite often we want to give them the best education.
身为父母，有时候我们都希望给小孩最好的教育。And
that is important.
那这也是很重要的。But
if you put education before God, and then when they're growing up, they just know that education is more important than God.
但是如果我们把教育摆在神前面，他们成长的过程就会认为说教育比神还要更重要。
For example, one of the families, one of the church, one of our sisters, her children do karate, right?
比如说，在我们教会有一个姐妹，她的小孩是学空手道的。And
there was a tournament on Saturday.
那有一次在星期六，他们就有一个这个空手道的竞赛。So
even though she, they come early in the morning to church, but by 11 o'clock they have to go and do the tournament, right?
所以虽然早上他们有来参加早上的聚会，但是到 11点的时候，他们就要去参加这个空手道的比赛。But
the sister knew that wasn't, she knew that wasn't right, right?
但是这个姐妹本身知道说这样做不好。Because
she has 3 kids in karate, right?
因为她有3个小孩都在学空手道。So
by 11 o'clock they always sneaking out of the church.
所以每次11点的时候，他们都是偷偷的往教会这个出去。But
the problem is all the 3 kids put their karate uniform already, right? Because they're running late, right?
但是问题是因为他们经常都已经快迟到，所以这3个小孩到教会的时候都是穿着这个空手道的这个服装。But
what's wrong with this?
那这有什么错呢？
Of course, it's Sabbath. By Saturday, it's Sabbath.
当然星期六是安息日。
If you bring your kids to do karate, this means you're telling your kids that know, karate is more important than Sabbath.
如果你在星期六带你们小孩去学空手道，你就是教你的小孩空手道比神还要更重要。
And when the kids grow up,
那当小孩长大的时候
，they feel like if anything they have to do, they can just skip Sabbath and do whatever they want to do.
他们就会想说，我们只要星期六有任何其他我们需要做的事情，我们就可以去做。
In other words, God is not priority in their life.
换句话说，神在他们生命当中不是。保留第一的这个职位。
So that's why for my family and I do my best. Always, whatever we do, God is always first.
所以在我的家庭里面，我都会尽量，不管我们做什么，永远把神摆在第一位。
Yes, maybe our children, they want to, you know, on Saturday, maybe they want, you know, they have soccer, or they have basketball, they have violin, they have piano, right? There's many things.
那是有时候可能我们的小孩在星期六会想要去这个踢足球，或是有其他运动，或是想要学什么乐器。
But this kind of things cannot be more important than come to Sabbath.
但是这些事情不能比来这个守安息日还要更重要。
Then look at verse 5.
那我们看第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
生命记第六章第五节。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
So if during Sabbath time we take our children to karate, how can we say we love God, right? Without totality.
所以如果我们在星期六带我们的小孩去学空手道的话，我们怎么可以说我们是尽了全力在爱神呢？
And it's not only for, as parents.
那不只是身为父母。
As council members, we must do the same thing.
身为职务会的成人，我们也必须做同样的。
And as members, we must be a good example for the new believers.
那身为教会的信徒，我们也必须为这个刚信的信徒来做一个好榜样。
And as members, we must be an example.For true seekers,
那身为信徒，我们必须为慕道者做好榜样。
No, for example, I was saying, you know, in Boston.
比如说，在这个波士顿。
When my niece first started coming to church.
当我的这个其中一个侄女开始来聚会的时候。
Then she brought her mother and she also brought the two sisters to church.
她就把她的妈妈跟两个姐妹带来，两个妹妹带来。
So, and then sometimes she bring her aunt to church too.
那有时候她会把她姑姑带来教会。
But every time they got to church, the door would be closed.
但是每次她来到会堂的时候，会堂的门都是关的。
Then 10:30 prayer, nobody's there yet.
那早上十点半的早祷会也没有人在教会。
So they usually wait there for members to get there. You know, while the outside is true seekers and stuff, right? Out there waiting, that is horrible, right?
所以通常他们都会早点到教会，在教会等教会的信徒来。那这慕道者在这个教会等信徒来聚会，这是很不好的一件事情。
But thank God, they, God still moved their heart to come to church.
但是感谢主，神还是感动他们的心，让他们想要继续来聚会。
If prayer at 10:30 and there's true seeker waiting outside, they enter the door. This means you and I cannot show them how much we love God.
如果早祷会是十点半开始，但是那时候没有人在教会，然后慕道者在门外等，那就是代表说我们没有办法。表现给这个慕道者，我们是多么爱神。
And I remember when I went there one time and there's a snowstorm.
那我记得有一次我去那边的时候，刚好有下这个暴风雪。
I mean, most of the time if there's a snowstorm and it's Sabbath, people would go early and try to shovel the stairs and this and that, right? Get ready for Sabbath.
通常如果有下雪的时候，信徒都会早点到，把这个。道路全部的雪都铲掉。
But no one was out there.
但是那个时候没有人在那里。
All the front stairs all full of snow.
这个教会前面的这个楼梯所有都还是。
And you can't even open the door.
都还是遮盖着雪，那你门都没有办法打开。
If anyone come to church, even true seeker and stuff like that, how they can enter the church? The door is locked, nobody's there, the church is full of snow, right? This means we really don't love God.
那到那个时候，就因为整个门都已经被雪挡住了，所以不管是信徒、慕道者，谁都不能进入这个会堂。
So that's why when our children look at us.
那这就代表说，我们真的完全不爱神。
Really, can they say that we truly love God with our totality?
所以当我们的儿女看到我们的时候，他们有真的有办法说我们是以我们的全部来爱神吗？
If we cannot do this,
如果我们做不到这个的话，
this means we have not been a good example.
就是说我们没有做一个很好的榜样。
This means we don't expect our children also to love God with their totality also.
也就是说我们也不期待我们的儿女以他们的全部来爱神。
Now, quite often the children, they love to do things that parents love to do. If they really feel that we love God and we love church, and they also will feel and develop the same way.
如果我们的小孩真的可以感受到我们很爱神、很爱教会，他们也会同样有同样的这感受。
Really, with my niece and nephew, I never force them to come to church. I never.
因为对我的侄儿跟侄女来说，我从来没有强迫他们要来聚会。
But they love to come to church.
但是他们都非常喜欢来聚会。
Why? Why do you think that is?
为什么呢？
My wife and I never force them to come to church.
我的太太跟我从来不会强迫我们的这些小孩来聚会。
And we never force them to go to seminar like NYTS, right? RHTS. We never force them to go any of those things.
我们也从来不会强迫他们去参加任何讲习会，这个 NYTS, RHTS之类的讲习会。
So, for example, Sabbath. Why would they love to come to church? Why?
所以为什么在安息日的时候他们会喜欢来教会呢？
Why?
为什么？
Sometimes as parents, we always tell our children, go to church, let's go to church, get ready, this and that, right? Almost every Sabbath morning, we always have a hard time, right?
那有时候身为父母,我们都会一直跟我们的小孩说,你要赶快准备好要去教会,今天你要早点起来去教会。
Actually, with my biological parents live with me, right?
但是我的生父生母跟我一起住的时候,
my dad is already 80-something, right?
那我的生父已经80几岁。
Quite often, he's one of the first ones waiting for us downstairs, ready to go to Sabbath, right?
那时常这个他都是第一个准备好，已经在楼下等我们要去聚会的。
And sometimes because we have prayer in the morning, right? Like 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes we go down. My dad's already in his dress shirt, dress pants, ready to pray. Right? Like, Dad, where are you going, right? Because you know he's waiting down there already, right?
因为在我们家早上六点有这个祷告会，所以有时候我们六点下去的时候，我的生父已经。 这个西装全部都穿好，已经在那里等我们祷告。
Why? Why?
为什么他会这样子呢？
It's not a trick question. Why do you think it is, right?
我们在想为什么呢？
Why my nieces, you know, and my nephew too, right? They love to go to church.
为什么我的这个侄儿跟侄女这么会喜欢去聚会呢？
What's that? Okay, God moved them.
神感动他们,
yeah, it's true, God moved their
heart. 是真的神感动他们的心。
What else?
但是还有什么理由呢？
Huh? Yes, actually a lot of children know it's a command from God, but they still don't want to come to church, right?
那可能也是他们知道说这是这个神的诫命，但是当然很多小孩都知道说守安息日是神的诫命，但是他们还是不会想要来聚会。
What's that? They love God. Why? Because they see that we also love God. Right?
所以是因为他们爱神,
so every Sabbath morning we get up, we are very joyful, right? We get ready to go Sabbath, right? We bring tea, bring some biscotti, right? And on our way for an hour ride, right? But everybody was very joyful. We talk, sometimes we sing hymns, right? It's very joyful.
所以每个星期六早上我们就会很喜乐的想要准备去聚会。我们一早就起来，把茶那个茶跟茶点所有东西都准备好，然后大家在车上就一起唱诗歌，然后一直讨论，大家都很喜乐。Of
course, once in a while during Sabbath, we are running late, so a little bit chaos, right? But 95% of the time, really, we just very joyful go to church, and most time we go there half an hour early.
那当然，有时候如果我们比较快迟到的时候，时间就会赶得比较紧。但是大部分大概 95% 的时候，我们都会提早到，然后大家都很喜乐。
No, for the 3-4 years they were with us, I never heard them once complain, "Oh, why we going to church?" Never.
那我的侄女跟我们一起住三四年，我从来没有一次听过他们抱怨说为什么我们要去教会。
Why? Because for us, we try to set an example that we love God and we love to go to church and have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
因为我们会尽量做一个榜样给他们看，说我们真的很爱神，我们真的很喜欢去聚会跟弟兄姐妹团契。
So that's why here, really, when God said, "We what? You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." This is the greatest teaching toward the younger generation.
所以第五节这里说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神，这其实对我们的儿女是最好的教导。
And then in verse 6, "And these words which I commanded you today shall be in your heart."
那第六节说，我今天所吩咐你的话，你都要记在心上。
Actually, Children, they're very smart.
其实我们的小孩是非常的聪明。
When they observe us,
当他们在观察我们的时候，
quite often they know exactly what's inside our heart.
他们时常就马上知道我们心里在想什么。
When God's word always inside our heart,
如果神的话都一直在我们心里，
they will know it.
他们会知道。
Really, they will know it.
他们真的会知道。
Just like a seven.
就像seven一样。
You told me, right? When you grow up, what do you want to do?
你有跟我分享说你长大想做什么？
Yeah, so he said he wanted to become a pastor.
他说他长大也想要当传道。
You know, and why does he want to become a pastor?
那为什么他想要当传道呢？
Because he think that uncle has a lot of fun, right? Everywhere I go, right, I travel this and that, have a lot of fun, right? So become a pastor.
因为他觉得说叔叔的工作很好玩，到处去旅行，然后时常都很喜乐。
But thank God, as a little boy, he has a lot of gift, right? He loved to read the Bible, right? He, when he read the Bible, he can understand it. We're only 8 years old, but thank God, right?
但是感谢主，他年纪还小，就神就赐给他很多恩赐，他就很喜欢读圣经，然后有时候就大部分的时候也是会读得懂。
But if I say what you want to be, right? And then he say, oh, the last thing I want to be is a pastor, right?
但是如果我问他你长大想做什么，然后他却回答说我最不想要当的就是传道。
So this means when he looked at me, he just feel like, well, being a pastor is not a good thing, right?
那就是代表说如果他看到我的时候就会觉得说当传道一定是很不好的。
But actually it's not that case, right?
但是实际上现在不是这样子。
Why? Because when he see, of course, as pastor, we, you know, we have a trial and tribulation, we have many things going on, but overall our life is very joyful.
因为虽然身为传道，我们还是会经历我们自己一些苦难，但是在大致上，我们这个传道的生活是非常的喜乐。
So that's why if we are council members, right?
所以如果我们是职务会的成员
，and our children ask, oh, you know, when I grow up, I want to become council members, right?
那如果我们的小孩对我们说，我们长大后也想要成为，也想要成为职务会的成员
，Do our children feel like that?
我们的儿女是不是这样的想
？Or they feel like, oh, because I talk to some youth, they like.I'm never going to be council members, right?
那有时候我跟一些青年在谈话的时候，他们就说啊，我们绝对不要当这个职务会上的人。
Why? Because sometimes they see council members have no joy inside their heart at all, right?
因为有时候他们看到职务会的人，心里完全没有任何喜乐。
And it seems like everything is so stressful.
那就感到好像一切事情都非常充满了压力。
That's why I say, oh, they don't want to be council members.
所以他们就会说他们不想当职务会上的人。
But for us as parents,
但是身为父母
，No, sometimes my children also said, I don't want to be Christian. Really?
有时候我们的儿女也会跟我们说，我们不想当基督徒。
If being Christian just like my parents, then why wouldn't we be Christian for?
因为他们就说，如果当基督徒就是跟我的父母一样，我干嘛当基督徒
？You know, there's an older sister.
那有一个比较年老的姐妹
，She always forces her children go to church.
她总是强迫她的小孩去教会
，And she always go to church.
那她也是永远一直都去教会聚会。
But as the children, you know, growing up,
但是当她的这个小孩长大的时候
，And they said, "Wow, my mother is such a hypocrite."
他们就说，我们的母亲真的是一个假冒为善的人。
But because when they're at home,
因为他们在家里的时候
，She would beat them.
她会。这个妈妈会打小孩
swear at them,
向他们说脏话
curse them,
骂他们
Then the children told me that, you know, when they are younger, when they sit, and they always wish, I wish my mother was dead. How can that be?
这些小孩也会分享说他们小时候每次妈妈生病的时候他们就希望说妈妈这样 就病死那这些小孩怎么会这样子呢
And the four children, they don't want to be Christian.
那这四个小孩都不想要当基督徒
What about TJC members?
他们都是真耶稣教会的信徒
But if my mother goes to church all the time and, you know, talk about the word of God all the time, but she's at home, she's such an evil person, that's how I describe her, right? Such an evil person, why would I want to become a Christian?
他们就跟我解释说我妈妈经常去教会都一直读神的这个道理但是她在家里是这么一个邪恶的人他们是这样直接跟我说她妈妈是一个很邪恶的人
So for those of us, our children already grown?
那对我这我们如果小孩已经长大了
We must set a good example for true seekers, right? For, you know, our families that come to church.
我们必须为我们的慕道朋友跟我们这个卫星主的家庭做一个好榜样。
That's the only way really to win their soul.
因为这真的是唯一能够赢得他们灵魂的方法。
So any thought, any question?
那有没有任何想法，任何问题？
For me, being a good example as Christian is much more important than any words we can say.
那对我来说，如果身为一个基督徒，做一个好榜样，比我能说的话，任何的话还要更重要。Because
people, especially you know, when we have true seekers and stuff come to the church, they will observe us.
因为任何人，尤其是慕道者来到教会的时候，真的会观察我们。
I remember one time a true seeker. Actually, when he came to our church, he was very joyful.
那我记得有一次有一个慕道者来我们教会之后，他非常的喜乐。Then
one day in the kitchen, I was very busy.
那有一天在厨房的时候，我很忙。
So he just went there and tried to help.
在厨房里面很忙， but, 所以他就想跑到厨房里面帮忙。
Because the kitchen was very big, so all the brothers and sisters were cooking stuff. They didn't know that he was there.
但是因为刚好那间教会的厨房很大，所以这个慕道朋友跑到厨房的时候，其他弟兄姐妹都不晓得他在那里。
Because he was just you know, washing the dishes and things like that.
因为他就在那里帮忙洗碗之类的事情。
Then he heard them talk about another brother.
那他在厨房帮忙的时候，就听到其他的信徒在讲另外一个弟兄。
And they say, you know, these four people cooking, right? Serving God. Meanwhile, they're serving God. They talk so bad about this other brother.
那他就这个慕道者就分享说，这另外四个信徒在那里，虽然在煮饭，在侍奉神，但是同时他们又在讲另外一个弟兄的坏话。
And then the true seekers left the church.
那这个慕道者之后就离开教会。
And never came back again.
就再也没有回到教会。
Then several months later, you know, one of the deacons went to visit him, and this is the reason he told him why he don't want to come to church anymore.
那几个月之后，有一个执事去拜访这个慕道朋友，然后这个慕道朋友才跟这个执事分享说，为什么他不再来教会。
So for us, we also show example in our diligence also.
所以对我们来说，我们也必须这个做在勤劳上做好榜样。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
这个第六章第七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
生命记第六章第七节。
You shall teach them diligently to your children.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
This is one of the most difficult things, right?
这也是其中一个最
Sometimes when we teach our children,
有时候我们在教导我们小孩的时候,
we teach them one time, two times, three times, then maybe we get so tired already. Right?
我们可能会教一次、两次、三次就很累了。
But when I teach them the word of God,
但是我们在教他们神的道的时候,
we must be very diligent to teach them.
我们必须非常的殷勤的教训他们。
And only then they can see the fire that's in us, right? When we talk about the word of God.
因为就只有这么做的时候，他们才可以看到。 这个神的道在我们心里起的火。
Can you imagine every time I talk to you about the word of God, I feel very tired talking, right? When you listen to me, it's like, wow, he just doesn't want to talk, right?
你可以想象，如果我每次跟你分享神的道理的时候，我都感到非常的疲累，那你们就感受到说我很累，我根本不想讲神的道。
Sometimes even though I am sick, I have migraine and stuff like that, but when I speak the word of God, I try my best, right, to feel excited because I am excited about talking about the word of God. Right?
那有时候甚至我生病或是我头痛的话，我都会尽我的全力，在讲神的道的时候感到很兴奋，因为我真的对神的道感到很兴奋。
But how do we teach our children diligently?
但是我们要怎么殷勤教训我们的儿女呢？
Here, when you shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
这里讲说，无论你坐在家里，都要谈论。
Quite often as parents, when we're at home, we just feel like you know we want to sit and relax, right?
有时候身为父母，我们在家里的时候，就感到说，在家里我们必须这个休息来享受。
Then we don't really have time to teach our children about the way of God.
那我们就没有时间来教导我们儿女这个神的道。
But when we're at home,
但是我们在家里的时候，
even sitting down.
甚至是坐下来的时候,
we should be able to speak the word of God and teach our children.
我们都必须要谈论神的道来教导他们。
Not only sitting, but also walking by the way.
那不只是坐在家里的时候，在行在路上的时候也一样。
And when we lie down,
躺下的时候,
and when we rise up,
起来的时候。
So in other words, every opportunity we have, we must teach our children diligently the way of God.
换句话说，就是不管有任何的机会，我们都要殷勤的来教导我们的儿女。
Then verse 8.
那第八节,
you should bind them as a sign on your hand.
也要记在手上为记号。
So this means when we are teaching our children,
就是说我们在教导我们的儿女的时候,
not only by talking,
不只是用话,
or by sitting,
不只是跟他们说,
or
坐下来,
by walking,
或是行走的时候,
or by lying down,
躺下来的时候,
by rising up,
起来的时候,
but everything we do, we also should be able to teach our children.
但是我们在 做任何事情上，我们都要教导我们的儿女。
Because our hands will cause us to do many things.
因为我们的手 会使我们做很多事情。
But make sure these hands is bound by the word of God.
但是我们要确定我们的双手是这个被神的道绑住。
So whatever we do, they will know. Wow, my parents do this. Why? Because it's according to the word of God.
所以不管我们做什么，我们的儿女就会知道说，我爸爸妈妈这么做是因为这是神的道，神的旨意。但是不只是这样子。
And it should be as frontlet between your eyes.
还要戴在额上为经文。
When we think about this,
我们在想。
This means not only when we're doing something, also when we're thinking something, our children should also know we're thinking according to the will of God.
这段经节是说，我们不只是在做事情上，甚至连我们的思考上，我们的儿女都有办法知道说，我们的思考也是以神的旨意为主。
How do our children know what we're thinking?
那我们的小孩是怎么知道我们在想什么呢？
How do our children know what we're thinking?
我们的小孩会怎么知道我们心里在想什么？在我们的行为上可以看出来我们心里想什么。
It's what we say and how we act. They know what we're thinking.
就我们口中所出的话，还有我们这个行为的表现，他们可以看出来我们心里在想什么。
Because our words and the way we act can never deceive our heart.
因为我们所说的话跟我们这个身体的行为是不可能这个遮掩我们心里真的感受。
Yes, we can come to Sabbath for that, you know, 4 or 5 hours. We can be able to act, you know, differently from what we.Thinking or feeling inside, but when we go home, it's gonna come out.
因为虽然我们来聚会这个四五个小时当中，我们可能可以装的像一切都没问题，但是回家的时候就会表现出来我们心里真正在想的事情。
For example, if we always talk about school,
比如说如果我们总是在讨论这个学业上的一些事情
，How they should always get A's.
都在跟小孩讨论说他们要怎么有更好的成绩。
They will know what we are thinking, right?
他们就会知道我们心里在想什么。
They will know what our heart is feeling.
他们就会知道我们心里有什么感受。
But if they're home, we always talk about God.
但是如果我们在家里说什么都是关于神的话。
They also will know what's in our mind, what's in our heart.
他们也会知道我们心里在想什么。
You know, when 7, right? Now he gets his grades, right? He still, you know, even though, what, you're third grade, right? You're third grade?
Seven 已经是小学三年级，所以他已经开始有成绩单。
When we get that piece of paper, what do we look at first?
所以我们看到那个成绩单的时候，我们看的第一个项目是什么
？What's that? What do we look at first?
我们通常会第一个是看什么呢
？Grade, no.
是看成绩吗？
Yeah, look at the grade first.
我们从来不会先看成绩。
Yeah.
我们会先看这个成绩单上面有写他在学校的行为。
But his behavior, talking too much, not listening, then we have to reprimand him for that, right?
因为就算他成绩所有都得得很好，但是那个老师在他行为上讲说他上课经常讲话，然后又很懒惰，那我们就必须惩罚他。
But if you get a C in class, but the behavior, he's a really good boy, he's a good listener, things like that, then we don't say anything.
但是如果他成绩只是很普通，但是老师却在成绩单上讲说他上课都很乖，经常都是努力的在听，那我们就不会跟他说什么。
We ask him about, you know, about his grades, right? C's, why, you know, this and that, right? But the most important thing is the behavior by the teacher. That's what's important.
那当然，他如果成绩不好的话，我们都会问他说为什么他在这个科目成绩没有这么理想呢？但是对我们来说最重要的是这个老师。评论他在这个教室上的行为。
Because quite often, especially as Asian parents,
因为时常尤其是身为亚洲的家长
，if we see an A,
有时候如果我们看到一个 A 的这个成绩
，then everything else is fine, right? No matter what, everything else is fine.
我们就会觉得这上面不管其他写什么都没关系。
But that's not a good way of raising our kids.
但是这不是一个很好教养小孩的方法。
Because that's why nowadays you can see, actually, there's many young brothers, young sisters go to Ivy League school, go to great college.But actually, they're alcoholic.
所以今天你才会看到说，虽然有很多这个成绩非常好的弟兄姐妹，就算可以上这个名校，但是到最后都会开始喝很多酒。
And some of them addicted to pornographic.
那有些也是会看这个黄色的刊物。
And some of them addicted to video games.
有时候也会在这个电动游戏上瘾。
And some of them have boyfriend and girlfriends already.
那很多已经开始交男女朋友了。
And they're sexual active.
那已经有性行为了。
But parents are oblivious to this kind of stuff.
但是这些家长对这些事情完全都不晓得。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么?
Why they, you know, they not even noticed all these things? Why?
为什么这些家长都不晓得说他们小孩出了这么多状况呢?
Yes. Because they have good grades, they're doing well in college, things like that. But they don't understand what's going on in their life, right?
因为很多时候这些家长只看他们的成绩，那他们成绩都在大学成绩都很好，所以他们就不晓得说他们生命当中其他发生的一些事情。
Actually, as Christian, what we want to build our children is their character. It's not how gifted they are in a certain area.
但是身为基督徒，我们想要在我们儿女当中培养的不只是。 不是以成绩为主，是应该是以他们的人格为主。
Being a godly person is much more important than getting an A in school.
因为成为一个很亲近神的人，比在成绩上都拿好成绩还要更重要。
So that's why for us, we must set as an example.
所以我们必须做一个好榜样。
If you talk to my nieces, they know that school is important, right? They never say, "Oh, my uncle thinks school is not important." No, they would never think like that.
如果你跟我的侄女讨论这件事情的话，他们都会跟你说，他们也觉得说他们的叔叔觉得这个学业很重要，因为我从来没有跟他们说学业很重要。
But they also will say to you that God is more important than school.
但是他们也会跟你分享说，神比学业更重要。So
that's what we want to get across to our children.
这就是我们想要教导我们小孩的。When
they have good relationship with God.
当他们跟神有良好的关系。It
doesn't matter what kind of difficulty or situation they go through. God always give them victory over it.
不管他们经历什么困难，有任何的这个患难，神总会让他们得胜。
But if they do well in school,
但是如果他们在学校做得很好，
and they happen to, you know, hang on with bad kids,
但是他们刚好又交了不好的朋友，
you know, they go out to party, they drink, they do drugs, then it's very easy for children to fall into that.
他们经常出去玩、喝酒、吸毒，然后做很多不好的事情，他们很容易就会陷入这些。
There's a member.
那我们教会有一个信徒。
Actually, he's a very smart person.
他是一个非常聪明的信徒。And
I mean, and he do really well in school.
他在学校也读得非常好。And
one day he just left the faith, right?
那有一天他就抛弃他的信仰。And
his parents did not believe why my child was so good, right, when he was younger.
那他的父母就很惊讶说。 他们小孩怎么会突然间就离开教会呢? 他小时候在教会都表现很好。
At that time, he just not only left the faith, he also left the country, right?
那时候这个小孩不但抛弃他的信仰, 他也搬离这个国家。
And he came back with a wife.
那他回到这个国家的时候, 他就带着一个妻子。
The parents don't even know about, right? He came back with a wife.
那他结婚也根本没有跟他父母讲。
And then after that, the wife had a baby.
那之后这个 他的太太就生了小孩。
But during the wife's pregnancy and about to give birth, he found out that the wife have a husband already.
但是这个太太已经怀孕，正要生小孩的时候，这个弟兄才发现说，他太太在另外一个地方其实已经结过婚，有另外一个丈夫。
So he doesn't even know.
所以他其实是他第二个丈夫，他也不晓得。
Right, but meanwhile, all this time when the child's at home, the parents just think everything is okay.
但是之前这个小孩在家里的时候，他父母就以为一切事情都很好。
About 2 years ago,
那两年前,
I was at one of the seminars.
我在参加其中一个讲习会当中。
That seminar is only about 9 sisters.
这讲习会里面大概就只有9个姐妹而已。
But 6-7 out of the 9, they have homosexual tendency.
但是在这9个姐妹当中，有6-7位有这个同性恋的倾向。
That means the sisters, they feel they like the same sex.
就是说这些姐妹是对这个同性
They feel they are lesbians.
有这个喜好，他们认为自己是同性恋。
Then I ask them, do your parents know about this?
那我就问他们说，你们的父母知道吗？
None of the parents know about this.
那他们没有一个父母知道。
And it's what they go through every single day. They watch pornographic women with women. They watch anime and stuff like that, right?
那他们每天的生活就是这样，他们会看一些这个限制级的这影这个 女性同性恋的影片，然后看一些这个日本动画。
And this sister is only in high school.
那这些姐妹只有在高中。
But parents are so clueless.
但是他们的父母完全不知道。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because quite often, actually, we don't focus what's more important in their lives then you know, be doing good in school.
因为时常我们在他们生命当中都不注重最重要的，反而只是注重他们在成绩上到底有没有好成绩而已。
But actually, most of the sisters actually they hardly come to church anymore, right?
但是其实这些姐妹大部分的都不再来教会了。
Now they're in college and stuff now.
现在他们都已经上大学。
And in college, nobody really to watch them.
那他们在大学的时候就没有人会想要看他们。
So they spend as you know.As many hours they want on the internet watching all the horrible things.
所以他们想花几小时在网络上看这些不好的东西都可以。
So that's why as parents.
所以身为父母。
The most important thing is their faith.
我们儿女最重要的其实他们信仰。
So that's why here God told the told Moses to tell the Israelites.
所以在这里神才会叫摩西对以色列人这么说。
How do you bring godly children?
你要怎么教养这个？神圣的这个儿女呢
The parents must be a great example to them.
这个父母必须做一个好榜样。
And look at verse 9.
那我们看第九节。
You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
你要写在你房屋的门框上。
Actually, the doorpost is outside the house.
那这个门框其实在屋子外面。
They must write the word of God on there.
他们必须在门框上写神的道。
So everybody that walk by, everybody is outside that house will know.That this is a fearing God fearing people.
也就是说，他们外面有任何人走在他们屋子外面，就知道说这个家里面住的是个敬畏神的家庭。
This is so important.
那这是非常的重要。
You know, when we go outside,
当我们出去到外面的时候
，we must act as Christian.
我们也必须表现为基督徒。
So when our children observe this,
所以当我们的儿女观察到的时候
，they really know that we are true Christian.
他们才会知道我们是真基督徒。
It doesn't matter what kind of situation we're in.
不管我们是在什么。
But if they see the way we act outside the church and how we relate to other people, a Gentile and stuff like that, different way than being just a godly person, then they will learn from that.
如果他们看到我们在外面的表现，不管是跟其他人这个慕道者还是其他人表现，不像基督徒的话，他们就会觉得我们不是真的基督徒。
As parents, it's very easy.
但是身为父母这很简单
But at the same time it's very difficult
同时也很困难
It's easy if you and I can truly live as an example for them
如果我们可以真的为我们的儿女做一个好榜样
But to be an example, to be godly every single day is also very difficult
就很简单但是如果但是每天在每一刻上都为我们儿女做一个好榜样是很困难的
But we just have to do our best
所以我们只能尽力
So any question, any thought at all?
那有没有任何想法或是
Or any situation that you know about children stuff like that that you want to ask or make comment about?
我们有没有任何我们想要问的问题呢
Really? Yes, go, sister. Yes.
那问题是，身为父母要在今天这个时代，要什么在这个网络方面教导我们的小孩？因为尤其他们连功课有时候也要用到网络，那我们就要怎么可以确定说他们上网的时候都只是看一些好的东西呢
？Yes, hopefully one of the seminars I will do on the impact of media on society, right?
那希望之后有机会，我可以再举办一个讲习会，再讲这个。这个媒体对社会的影响。
But how do we really pretty much you know, control or teach our kids how to use the media wisely?
但是我们要怎么教导我们的儿女来好好的用媒体呢
？What is the first thing we should do at home when our kids need to use computer and stuff like that? What is the first thing we should do?
如果我们在家里，我们小孩需要用电脑，我们需要做的第一件事情是什么呢？
At home, right?
在家里。
What is the first thing we should not do?
或者是我们第一样不应该做的事情是什么
？Yes.
第一样不能让小孩做的就是把电脑带到他们房间。
That is the first thing we should not do.
这是我们第一项不应该做的事情。
Put TV in their room.
把电视放在他们房间
or put computer in their room,
或者把电脑放在他们房间
if we do that, even right now if we do that you must take it out
因为就算我们现在让我们的小孩房间里面有自己的电脑或是电视，我们应该把它拿出来。
And second is what?
那第二件事情是什么呢？
We don't put.
And there's certain bad movies that you're able to lock the content.
Yes, yes. But now children are very smart. They can unlock all those things.
但是现在有些小孩是非常的聪明，就算你把有些节目锁住，他们也会找方法把它解开。
Yeah, but for the smaller one, yes, it's true.
但是尤其对年纪比较小的话，这绝对是一个很好的方法。
What else? What else?
对我来说问题是因为这个我小孩会有时候会帮我设定这个电脑的一些系统的这些设定，所以反而如果我把任何东西锁住的话，他都有办法解开，所以变成我现在我的原则是，如果我刚好他用电脑的时候我走过，然后他会马上把什么事情关起来或是不想让我看到的话，我就知道他一定是在做不好的东西。
So where do you put the computer and stuff?
所以你电脑是放在哪里？那原本我儿子是把这个新买电脑放在他房间，但是因为这个不相干的原因，之后又规定说他电脑只能在这个客厅用，但是当然他手机还是可以上网，所以刚才我就跟他提醒说在房间不能用他手机。
Yeah, so yeah. Right.Yes.
Yeah. 但是感谢主，虽然现在我小孩还没有很多这个很严重的问题，但是我也在学习怎么去这个设定比较好的这些边界比较好的界限，然后也确定说不要界限设太多。
Yes.
那我的问题是我觉得可能就算我们可以帮儿女限制很多东西，限制他们用电脑一些方法，但是因为他们的这个本性，他们迟早一定会找到不同的方法 看到这些不好的东西，可能在到学校或者在其他地方，所以我在想说，是不是有更好的方法可以让他们教导他们怎么改变他们的行为。
So with media, there's certain steps we must do.
那对媒体来说，我们有某一些步骤我们必须做。
First, they should know any kind of media in the room at all.
第一，小孩应该知道说，在他们自己的房间里面不能有任何的媒体。
If my kids go to bed, why do you need the cell phone? Why do you need first, you know, why do you need all that in their room?
如果我们的小孩只是要去睡觉，他们为什么房间里面还需要什么手机、
second,
电脑之类的东西呢
？For me, for us, the door should never be closed when they're sleeping.
那第二，对我来说，这个小孩在睡觉的时候，门绝对不能关起来。
Why the kids want the door closed?
为什么小孩会想要关门呢？
Why?
为什么
？What privacy do they want? They're by themselves.
他们在
Unless they do something not good, right?
他们在那个年纪需要什么隐私权？有什么在地方需要隐私？他们一定是做了不该做的才想要关门。
Because some kids actually they bought their friend's cell phone, they bought their friend's iPod, whatever, right? So even though sometimes we don't know, so that's why it's important for the door to be always open when they're sleeping.
那因为有些小孩啊，他们可能会借他们朋友的手机或者借他们朋友的什么iPod 或者电脑之类，所以我们才会叫小孩这个门不要关起来，所以他们做什么我们都会知道。
And the media, we want to place the media, for example, if they have a laptop.
那如果这个小孩有笔记型电脑
，We should never allow them to take into their room.
我们不应该让小孩带到房自己房间里面。
They should always use their laptop when they're in public area.
他们应该只要在这个公众的场所来用他们的电脑。
In other words, this means parents can walk anytime, right? And we can see, you know, anytime, you know, what we can see there's a computer screen.
就是说，他们用电脑的地方应该是这个，不管任何时候，这个家长都有办法走在他们旁边，看到他们电脑这个荧幕上有什么东西。
Because by doing that, then the kids will not, you know, have that temptation to go to watch things they don't want to watch. I mean, they shouldn't watch.
因为如果这么做的话，这个小孩就不会有不会想要看一些不该看的东西。
And then.
那再来呢？
We must regulate the time on media.
再来，我们要限制他们用能够用媒体的时间。
So seven, how long do you have on media every day?
So seven, 你一天在媒体上可以用多久？
He doesn't have time for media. Only on what? Oh, but now he's grounded, right? Yeah, now he's grounded. Yeah.
那他现在正在被惩罚当中，所以他现在完全不能用任何媒体。
Actually, children, actually, really.If you put all the junky food in the house when they are hungry, what are they going to eat?
那尤其懂对小孩来说，如果你在家里只放一堆零食，那小孩饿的时候会吃什么呢？就会吃零食。
If you put fruit and vegetable there when they are hungry, what are they going to eat?
但是如果你在家里只放水果跟这些健康东西的话，他们饿的时候会吃什么？就是吃健康的东西。
But quite often you and I too are to blame. Actually, children they are blame slate really. They are very innocent. A lot quite often they really do what we tell them to do. Really.
但是其实很多时候这个责任应该是在我们身上，因为这个儿女小孩子的这个心其实就是空白一片，他们是非常的单纯。
Because at home we don't have cable.
那我们在我们家里面没有电视台。
So he really never watch TV and stuff like that.
所以他也不会看电视。
But once in a while we have a movie night, so we watch movie together.
但是有时候我们会有这个一起看电影的时候。
But besides that, he spend very little time on media.
但是除了这些时候，他花很少时间在媒体上。
And usually what he sometimes play the what the Wii, not the Wii one.Xbox, he played Xbox, right?
那有时候会玩那会让他玩 Xbox.
And Xbox is very healthy, why? Because a lot of sports Xbox, right? Sports stuff, right? Bowling, jumping, hurling, that kind of stuff, right?
那如果让他玩这个电动游戏的话，都是玩这个运动类的，就是比较健康性的游戏而已。
And even he watched something on the computer only on Netflix, right? Because Netflix we can monitor exactly what he's watching, right?
那如果他想在电脑上看任何东西，我们只让他看我们这个 Netflix 上面的东西，因为如果在 Netflix 上他看任何东西，我们都可以看他的这个记录。
So he liked to watch Power Rangers, right? He liked to watch Power Rangers on there, the cartoon one, right?
经常他都会喜欢看这个卡通版的 Power Rangers.
And every time I see Power Rangers, I know it's him, and I ask him, "Oh, what's this about? What's that about?" Right?
所以如果每次之后我去看他这个看电视节目的记录，我就会问他说：“你看这个电视节目里面到底有什么呢？”
So that means
If we have children living at home,
就是说, 如果我们在我们家里有小孩,
that's quite often they say, oh, we have to do homework, we have to do homework on the computer, right?
时常小孩就会说, 我们必须要有电脑才可以做功课,
but in reality, they spend much more time chatting and do this, do that than their homework.
但是实际上他们用电脑的时候, 大部分的时间都是在跟朋友聊天或是做不是功课的事情。
But even they do their homework.
但就算他们在做功课的时候,
they should do in a public area that we can just walk by and see what they're doing. Right?
他们应该要在公众场所来做, 随任何人走过的话都可以看到他们在做什么。
Because if they're in a public area, they would not want to, you know, I mean, even though sometimes they can sneak going to the website, they're not supposed to go, but they would be very afraid, right? Because we're going to walk in any time, right?
因为虽然他们在公众场所用电脑的时候，他们可以偷偷跑到不应该去的网站，但是他们会这个惊心胆跳的来看， 因为随时会有人在后面走过。
But if they're in their room,
但如果在自己的房间用的话，
even if they don't close their door,
就算他们没有关门，
they hear a footstep coming, right?
他只要有人走， 接近的话， 他们就可以听到他们脚步声。
And if you just sneak around the door, right? Like that, right?
除非你是偷偷摸摸的跑到门口。
But of course, you know, for us, we try our best to not put temptation for our children to fall into.
所以对我们来说, 我们要尽力不要让我们的小孩有任何引诱他们的这个诱惑。
Yes, and one, and also what Uncle Ping says is very important. We must educate them, right?
那刚才 Uncle Ping 分享的也是很正确, 我们也必须来教导他们。
Because quite often Asian parents is always a very, you know, it's a taboo, right? To talk about things that is not good, right? Like, you know, sex stuff, and as parents, we don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. But in reality, they know more than we do, right? The younger people.
因为身为这个亚洲的家长，有时候我们都不愿意跟小孩谈一些这个不好的东西，所以我们也不会跟他谈说这个网络上一些的这个有跟性有关的一些东西。
During one of the student speech convocation, they were talking about what pornographic site to go and encourage each other to go to look at.
但其实有时候我们小孩懂得比我们还要多，因为有一次我去这个学生联欢会，然后学生甚至在自己讨论说他们要去哪个色情网站。
That is the reality.
那这个就是现实。
But we as parents think like, oh, they're so innocent, this and that, but nowadays kids are not like that anymore. Right?
但是身为家长，我们都会以为说我们的小孩很单纯。
Not like when all of you were kids, right? You really just walk, you know, in the forest and don't have nothing to play with, right? You know, things like that, right?
我们就会以为小孩很天真无邪，但是现在小孩不跟我们以前一样。以前我们是小孩的时候，可能只是在森林里面这个跟这个大自然玩耍而已。
I mean, when I was a young boy, I mean, if I have like a bottle cap to play with, I'm very happy already, right?
那我是小孩的时候，我只要有这个玻璃瓶盖可以玩，我就已经很高兴了。
Yes, yes, yes.
那我在想说，刚才大家分享都很好，但是主要是给小孩小的时候。但是如果这个小孩已经开始长大的时候，是不是要像这个小孩刚开始学会怎么开车的时候，你都会坐在他旁边来教导他们？但是如果他们要上大学之前的时候，我们还是管得这么严，是不是他们一到大学的时候就会发现说，突然间有这么多的自由，然后就会滥用自由？
That is very true.
那其实这也是经常会发生。
Because a lot of younger brothers and sisters, when they go to college first, a lot of children, they want to go as far as they can from their parents, right? That's not a good sign.
那很多年轻的弟兄姐妹, right? 想上大学的时候，他们有时候都故意选离他们家长最远的一个大学去读。
But quite often, when we are so strict with our children, actually, the strictness that we have upon them are not consistent.
但是有时候，如果我们对我们小孩很严的时候，我们对他的这个严格其实不平均。
For example, we come to school, we're very strict.
就比如说，如果他们在这个学业上，我们就很严格。
But if they don't read the Bible, they don't pray, they say, then we don't stress as much, right?
但是如果他们不读经、不祷告，我们其实对这方面就一点都不严。
When we are like this as parents, then the kids they have mixed messages come to their head, right?
如果我们对我们小孩子这样子做的话，他们就会感到接受不同的讯息。
For example, my nieces, my door is always open for them. This is what I told them.
那比如说，对我的侄女来说，我对他们说，我的门总是开着。
Anything they want to talk to me about, anything at all, I'm there to listen.
只要他们想跟我谈任何东西，我都会愿意的听。
And they've been like this since freshman in high school, sophomore in high school.
那自从他们是高中这个一二年的时候，我就这样子跟他们讲。
And we talk about many things.
我们就会讨论很多不同的事情。
Because my niece says the most common topic is about boys.
因为对我的两个侄女来说，他们最喜欢谈的话题就是男生。那他们到这个大学的时候，也是他们有这个受男性最大的引诱的时候。
So we always talk about that.
所以我们经常谈的话题都是这个。
For example, if our daughters have boys problem, for example, right? Not problem, but tendency to like boys. Of course, they can like boys, right?
那如果我们有女儿，然后我们的女儿都开始喜欢不同的男生。
As parents, what is the most important thing we should do to help them, to not desire for boys and things like that, right?
那身为家长，我们要怎么去帮我们的这些女儿，让他们不要有这个意念？
What do you think it is?
我们应该做什么呢？
Yes.
那我在想说，是不是可以帮我们的这些儿女把他们的精力转向到其他的一些活动？可能他们有的一些喜好还是不同的东西，但是这样做的时候，有时候可能要花上一些金钱跟时间。
Yes, we can train them to focus on different things and stuff like that, maybe for them to forget, right? But when something's innate, right, just like liking the opposite sex and stuff like that, there's certain desire that they always inside of them. So to replace something, like other things with it, sometimes it works, but most time it doesn't work, right? But as parents, what do you think is the best thing to do? Yes, it's good to do, different things.
那虽然我们可以帮我们的儿女把他们的注意力转向其他东西，但是有些东西是他们的本性，像喜欢异性，这是他们的本性，所以就算可以暂时找一些东西来代替，但是迟早他们还是会转回他们原本的这个想法。
Because statistics have shown, right, when a girl desire a boyfriend.
因为有人统计这个发现说，如果当一个这个女性喜欢男性的时候
，Why?
他们有做这个研究。
Why do they want boyfriend?
为什么一个女生会想要男朋友
？What's that? Yes, yes.
有时候一个这个女孩会想要男朋友，主要原因是因为他们没有父亲。
It's almost a guarantee. If a daughter and father have great relationship, the daughter have very less desire to want to have boyfriend.
那这几乎是这个保证的。如果一个女儿跟她父亲有一个很好的关系
，If our children receive so much love at home, they don't need to go out to find love.
他们这个有想要这个交男朋友的几率就非常的低。如果一个小孩在家里已经领受了很多爱，他们就不会想要在外面再找更多的爱。
That's why when it comes to media, for example.
所以如果我们谈到这个媒体
，We must train them when they are young.
我们必须在小孩还小的时候就训练他们。
But when they become teenagers,
但他们已经变成这个少年人的时候
，It's very difficult to train them.
已经变少年的时候就很难的训练。
Because their mind already desire to want to watch something, right? Their eyes always desire to see something, right? Quick and fast and violent stuff like that, right? So we must monitor that since they were young.
因为他们那时候他们的心，他们 的这个眼目已经学会怎么去想要看某些节目，那在那个时候要改变他们就已经有点困难了。
Actually, Seven, when he first came to live with us, he always wanted to watch things too.
那其实 Seven 刚搬来跟我住的时候，他一开始也真的一直很想看不同的电视节目。
But now, thank God, actually, he hardly ever asked us to watch anything.
但是现在感谢主，他几乎都没有问我们可不可以看什么电视节目。
Once in a while, I say, Uncle, can we have a movie night?
他就是有时候会问我，叔叔，我们可不可以一起看电影？就这样子而已。
But why did he change from when he first came here and now?
那为什么他刚搬进来之后到现在有这种改变？
Of course, we really praise and thank God, right? God also teach him.
当然我们感谢赞美主，因为神真的有教导他。
But we program his mind.
但是我们重新的这个我们帮他灌输这个新的观念。
So we program his mind actually to like things that is more, that is good for you, that is benefit for you.
所以我们让他重新改变他的这个观念，所以他喜欢的东西就不同。
For example, if you know, kids when they go to other kids' house, right?
因为比如说，像当我们小孩跑到他们朋友家的时候
，What do they like to do when they go to other friends' house?
他们跑到他们朋友家去玩的时候，喜欢做什么
？What's that? They ever say to each other, "Let's sit and watch a movie," right?
他们总是会跟他们朋友说，我们一起来看电影吧。
No, most of all, let's go outside and run around and do something. Like kids, naturally, they're like that. But we as parents, the one that like, oh, I'm too tired. You want to go outside? Want to take you outside? Just want to sit here, right? In the house, that's the problem.
应该不是说跟他朋友说我们去看电影。大部分小孩跑到他们朋友家的时候，应该都是希望跟他们朋友跑到外面出去玩。但是通常因为都是身为父母，我们太累或是不想去做这么激动的这个活动，所以才会叫小孩在家里看电影。
When it comes to media,
但是讲到媒体的时候
you know, the weekdays, children should even watch anything actually for their own pleasure. They shouldn't even watch anything. But if they need to do homework and stuff like that, it's fine, right?
在这个周日的时候，其实除非是工作上有需要，这个小孩应该都不应该这个看任何他们自己想看的节目。
Then we can ask them, hey, what do you have for homework that you need to do on computer, right?
那如果他们需要用电脑来做功课，我们就会问他，那你这个到底是在什么方面需要用电脑呢
？For example, sometimes my nephew asked me, oh, I need your computer so I can write something and print something, right?
比如说有时候我的侄儿会问我说，我可不可以用你的电脑，因为我需要打一些字，然后把它印出来。
And ask him, what do you need to do?
所以我就问他说，那你到底是需要做什么？
Well, he get to write 10 words, right? Type 10 words.
他需要打这个十个字。
And I say, okay, you can use my computer 10 minutes. Then after you 10 minutes, you write it, you print it, and then you bring it back to me. That's it.
那我就跟他说，好，那你可以用我的电脑用十分钟，你打完字印出来就要还给我。
So our kids never too old, really, for us. As long as they're at home, we don't want to monitor them.
所以其实只要我们的小孩还跟我们住在家里，就是我们要来看顾他们。
But quite often we think, especially young kids, they love structures. They want us to guide them, right? They want us to be authority over them. Really, in reality, it's like this.
那其实实际上小孩是很喜欢，这个生命上有很有规模，有很有秩序的。他们希望我们给他这个规模，这个秩序。
That's why they say, "Mommy, Mommy, Daddy, right? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? This and that? Why? Because they want us to guide them."
所以小孩才经常问爸爸妈妈说，你在这方面怎么想呢？你希望我们做什么呢？因为小孩很希望我们来带领他们。
I think let's take a break.
那我们来休息一下吧。
Let's bow and pray, silence.
一起低头默祷。Amen.